Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Activity Quest, the podcast that's packed with stuff to do. This week, Adam's off to the Oxford University Museum of Natural History, and we're getting ready for Chinese New Year with Meg. My name's Bex, and every episode of Activity Quest starts with a Fun Kids presenter doing something awesome. This week, Adam's in Oxford, and he's visiting the Oxford University Museum of Natural History.
Hi, I'm Scott. I work here at the Museum of Natural History at the University of Oxford, and my job recently has been working on 20 new permanent displays here in the museum, which is something that doesn't happen very often. It's about 20 years since the last ones, so we're quite excited to be finally opening them, and then we're going to carry on and do some more new ones over the coming year or so. A lot of people come into this building and think, oh, it looks like the kind of big London railway stations that are made out of iron and glass. And it, in fact, when it was being commissioned, this building, it was described as by, I can't remember, but some Victorian, as being made out of those railway materials, you know, so it was very much in that same kind of mode. But yeah, just to try and describe it for people who are listening, it's a very huge cavernous space. We've got these wrought iron columns that take us right up to a pitched glass roof. There's lots of light coming in. You can probably hear it's quite a large space. It sounds a little bit like a swimming pool a lot of the time when it's busy. And it's incredibly intricately decorated. So there's plants are made out of iron, plants and animals are carved out of stone, there's archways all the way around the gallery, which is on an upper level. So it's a really striking space to present all of life, which is what we're kind of trying to do under this one kind of impressive roof in one room. Essentially, we are talking about the whole history of life in the past and today, and it's if you visit, you can bite all that off in a relatively manageable kind of space.
Lots of museums you go in have big scary signs that say "Do not touch." In front of me is a bear. Is it a bear?
It is. It's a brown bear.
In front of me is a bear, and I'm about to lay my hand on it, and I'm hoping that some sirens aren't going to go off, Scott.
You know what? It's even better than that. I'm going to just turn this sign around here. What does it say?
Please touch. Please touch. I love it.
Yeah. So we're quite well known, I think, in this museum for having things that you can put your hands on. We've had it for many years now in various different specimens that are put out specifically for people to touch and get a direct kind of contact with, which is, yeah, as you say, it's unusual. There are things here that we don't let people touch because they're too fragile and it would degrade them, but there are lots of things that can touch. So there were normally two bears, actually. We've got a brown bear here, and we used to have a black bear just opposite over there, but that one's currently in storage, I think, because of the work that's happening. But yeah, the brown bear, it's a lovely fur, isn't it? It's really, really...
Shaking
the paw there, yeah. And if we come round here, it's one of my favourite objects, and it's a touchable object as well, because this is it's a rock from space, which I just think is the coolest thing, and it's as old as the solar system, essentially. So it's saying that the extinction things were old, they were hundreds of millions of years old. This is 4.5 billion years old. So this is the stuff that the planets, the rocky planets in the solar system, including Earth, essentially formed out of. And you can touch it. So you can touch this incredibly old meteorite. that's landed from space on Earth, and here it is under my hand, and I just think that's great.
Yeah, it feels sort of metallic in a way. It's kind of iron cold touch and
immensely heavy as well.
Immensely, very solid too.
Which is why no one could steal it, because I shouldn't say that. Don't steal it. But yeah, they're incredibly heavy, so dense. Yeah, and then we've got a whole run of touchable minerals down this aisle. So meteorite's my favourite, but we've got here a lovely striped piece of gneiss, spelt G-N-E-I-S-S, not N-I-C-E, which is a type of rock. And then a lovely quartz crystal there, and some pyrite and an ammonite at the end, and on it goes. So, yeah, having touchable specimens is really kind of important to us. And what we're doing at the moment is trying to... we're going to rearrange some of these so that they link with our brand new displays, which are just behind you there. So this one's all about the birth of the solar system, and it contains lots of meteorites and, again, rocks from space. So it will sit with the meteorite that we were just touching. And then as we go down, there are other displays about the structure of the Earth and how the Earth works. And we're going to kind of match up the touchable specimens so you can see inside the cases what's happening. And then you can put your hands on something that's, related to that for real, as it were.
Hi, my name's Carly Smith-Huggins, and I work at the Oxford University Museum of Natural History, and I am the Families Education Officer, so my job entails creating and designing activities for families that visit the museum during the weekends and school holidays. Yeah, so on Sundays, you can come along on a Sunday afternoon to Family Friendly Sundays, where you can loan out one of our backpacks. This one is called Jurassic Pack, and it's all about Mary Anning. So Mary Anning lived in the Victorian era, and she actually made significant discoveries that were really crucial, and she actually found her first fossil when she was 12 years old. That she's been given the nickname Princess of Paleontology. But at the time when Mary discovered these things, women were not considered scientists. So when she was finding these things, lots of people kind of tried to steal her ideas and pass them off as their own. So she was born about 200 years ago, and she lived in Lyme Regis in Dorset, and this is where she found most of her her fossils. So one of the coolest things that she found, in my opinion, is she discovered fossilised dinosaur poo. So we call them coprolites, and they're basically the remnants of the dinner of a dinosaur. And one of the things we can find out about dinosaurs from dinosaur poo is what they ate and their diet, which can tell us all about their lives and what kind of environment they lived in, and the creatures that lived around them too. So that was a really important discovery that she made. And in this backpack, you can learn all about her discoveries and the kind of work that she did.
So if somebody wanted to come along to the Oxford University Museum of Natural History, and if they wanted to have a go at one of these packs, what would they need to do?
So all of our activities are free, and they're also drop-in as well, so you can come along. So, for example, the backpacks on a Sunday, as I said, you can come along, just drop in between 2 and 4 and pick up one of these backpacks. We also run holiday activities. So every school holiday, we're running something on a Monday and Tuesday, and that's usually in the afternoon. Again, drop in and free. But every day, we're open to the public, and it's free to visit, and there's always trails to do. So if you're looking for something to do and there's not an activity on, you can always pick up a dinosaur detective trail and find all the dinosaurs.
Oh, thank you very much, Adam. You can find out more by searching for the Oxford University Museum of Natural History online.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, now Chinese New Year is on the 22nd of January, and Meg's here to tell us more about a very magical, mythical animal.
Dragons in Chinese culture are a symbol of wisdom and power and thought to bring good luck to people. They are also used to celebrate Chinese New Year, which this year in 2023 falls on the 22nd of January. They'll be used in a dragon dance where long dragons made of different materials will parade through the streets, and it's said that the longer the dragon dances, the more luck will come in the new year. So today I thought we could make our very own Chinese dragon in this craft. So to make your dragon head, you're going to need a paper plate. Now don't worry, if you don't have a paper plate, you can also draw around a normal plate on some proper card. Once you've got your paper plate or you've cut out your card, you want to draw a circle in the centre, leaving about 2 inches around the outside. The inside of this circle is going to be the mouth of the dragon when the paper is folded, so paint it red or pink. So I'm painting mine red and I've let it dry. And then once you've done this, you want to fold the paper plate in half so the mouth is at the centre of the fold. So you're folding the red to the middle. What you'll get is a kind of snappy mouth, right, with the mouth in the middle inside of the plate, and then get a ribbon and stick it inside the mouth so it hangs out like a little lizard or a dragon tongue. Next, get a piece of card and then get a glass or something that is circle. I've actually got like a little ramekin, and you want to draw around the ramekin or glass so you've got a circle, and you want to do this twice. So these two circles are going to be the eyes. So I've drawn mine and then I've folded them in half. So what you're going to do is you're going to stick one half down onto the top of the paper plate, and then the other half is going to pop up above the paper plate fold like an eye. And I've just drawn the center of mine as black. So you've got your folded mouth, which is the paper plate, and two eyes sticking up on top of it. Now we're going to make the body. So what I'm doing is I'm going to make my body out of paper chains. You could use wrapping paper, newspaper, a card. I'm going to use some card because I do think that it gives it a little bit more sturdy. And basically what you need to get is cut your card into strips that are about 10 centimetres long and about 5 centimetres wide. They don't need to be exact. And then get your first strip of paper and loop it around so that it makes a circle like a bracelet, and stick a bit of sticky tape on the end, and then get another piece of paper, put it through the circle you've just made, round, and sticky tape at the end. If you've ever made a paper chain, that's basically what we're doing. So make a nice long paper chain. Basically, the longer the paper chain, the longer your dragon's going to be. And then add the front of the paper chain, stick that to the paper plate that is the dragon's mouth underneath, so it's coming out of its chin. And you've got now a dragon's head and a long paper chain. Get another paper plate and stick the spare paper chain bits that aren't looped into like a fluffy tail, and stick that at the other end of the paper chain. So now you've got a dragon head, a long paper chain, and a dragon end. Now what you want to do is you want to be able to do a little parade around your house with it. So get a lolly stick and stick the lolly stick under the first bit of the paper chain so you can hold on to this. Pop a lolly stick at the end, and now if you get one person to hold the front and one person to hold the back, you've got a dragon. Now if you've done a really long paper chain, you might need an extra person in the middle, so stick a lolly stick in the middle, and you have made your very own Chinese dragon for the new year. And remember what I said at the start, the longer it dances for, the more good luck you'll have in the Chinese New Year of 2023. This year is actually the year of the rabbit, so anybody with that zodiac sign, especially good luck for you. My zodiac sign is the year of the ox. Next year's sign is going to be the year of the dragon, actually. Quite excited for that. Mine is the ox. Bex, do you know what your zodiac sign is?
I am also the year of the rabbit. Hooray! Good luck is coming round the corner for me this year. Thank you to Meg, and just like that, we've reached the end. Remember, there's loads of episodes of Activity Quest that you can go back and listen to any time you fancy. If you're after some more suggestions, just scroll back in your podcast app and pick an episode you like. Whatever you do and however you do it, tell us at funkidslive.com/activityquest. And remember to rate, review and follow this podcast wherever it is you're listening to it. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. It was produced and edited by Adam Stoner, with additional editing from Meg Long. Listen to me on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say, play Fun Kids every weekday from 4 p.m. See you soon, and happy Chinese New Year.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.